Well, Margaret Mills is back with me on Tuesday afternoon, 2:30. And Margaret, what's your subject today then?
We're going to be looking at a snippet from the Ipswich Journal, a magazine or newspaper of May 1879. And it's talking about a young man who was ruined by reading sensational literature.
Oh, really? It must have been pretty sensational then. Tell me more.
Unspecified, but we can dream, can't we? This is a young man called George Wright. George was only 16 years of age, and he's described in the newspaper report as being by occupation a clerk. Mm-hmm. Now, he was obviously dabbled part-time in petty crime, but he was pretty unsuccessful because he decided to burgle the house next door. It said that he stole a gold watch, yes. So he managed at least to get away with the gold watch, but was quickly discovered and apprehended and was taken to court. Initially, he pleaded not guilty, afterwards changed his plea to guilty. And the only mitigation that his defence counsel could come up with was that this young man was in the habit of reading lurid and sensational literature, and that he considered that the lurid and sensational literature was to blame for George Wright turning to a life of crime. Now, not a particularly good defence, probably the best that he could come up with at the time. George had pleaded guilty by now, so he was sent in court to be sentenced. And in spite of the counsel declaring how pitiful it was that he'd been ruined and turned from the straight and narrow by sensational literature, and it wasn't all his fault, poor young George was sentenced to 4 months imprisonment with hard labour.
I bet he didn't read any more dodgy stuff after that then.
No, perhaps it turned him from sensational literature to slightly more mundane reading.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.
So what are you going to be looking at next time?
I'm going to be looking at an unusual army battalion at Hornchurch.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.